Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
This is Chance Niffen from Prevent Connect, and I'm happy to speak with Emily May, the Executive Director of Hollaback. How are you, Emily?
Good. Thanks so much for having me on, Chad.
This month, on March 22nd, Hollaback will be launching a new bystander intervention campaign in collaboration with Green Dot, and we're very excited to learn about this and learn more about it from you. Could you tell us a little bit about what the bystander campaign is and kind of how it came into being?
Hollaback was founded back in 2005, and when we were founded, we really wanted to have an empowered response to street harassment and share those stories online. And in 2010, we started to map those stories. And so on our site at ihollaback.org, if you go there right now, you would find a whole map full of pink dots where stories of street harassment have been mapped, and they allow us to use those maps to advocate for change on the issue. But the maps are also kind of depressing. If you look at the maps, it gets worse by the day, street harassment. More and more instances are added. We started to think, what could we put on this map that would bring hope? What could we put on this map that would actually be happy related to street harassment? And the only thing that we could think of was bystander intervention. And we thought at the time, wow, we don't know a lot about this, but wow, green dots would look really great with pink dots. So we started to do some research and found, lo and behold, there's an organization called Green Dots. So we are partnering with Green Dot to do trainings that will be administered by our 44 site leaders in 16 countries across the world. And then we are also doing tech upgrades to our site so that we will be mapping stories of bystander intervention in green dots, and also allow for mapping through our free iPhone Android apps as well. And there will be an I've Got Your Back button under each post of each story that's submitted, allowing people to anonymously click the button, sort of like a Facebook like button. And then the person who told the story, whether it's a story of harassment or bystander intervention, will get an email at the end of each day saying, 100 people have your back.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic. People can be supportive of people who've had these experiences of street harassment or intervene in street harassment and get a lot of positive feedback from the Hollaback community.
We want people to intervene, but we also know that people don't know how. So hearing stories of how others have intervened is really important, but we want to celebrate when people do that. You sort of have your moment, and you do it, and it's a good thing, and then what, right? So by sharing it, we're able to celebrate that you did it, and we're also able to allow your story to inspire others to act as well.
So I know that you and I have both been to Green Dot's training, where they talk about their curriculum and they talk about the Green Dot model of bystander intervention. And I remember actually the first time I saw Dorothy Edwards in her graphics during her presentation have a map of the United States, and she uses red dots and green dots. The first time I saw the Hollaback website, I thought of, hey, wait a second, that's just like the map that Dorothy does. And so I think this is not only just a very natural partnership, and it just makes so much sense in terms of the way that Green Dot wants to work and the way that Hollaback works. Very exciting. Knowing a lot about Green Dot as you do, could you tell us how bystander intervention for street harassment looks the same or looks different than bystander intervention for, say, domestic violence or sexual assault?
The rules in the model is still really the same. Green Dot addresses 9 different forms of power-based violence, and this partnership is actually a new initiative on their part to address street harassment, which isn't sort of one of the 9 areas of power-based violence that they traditionally address, which we are ecstatic about because we are really advocating for the sexual violence community at large to take on and to address street harassment as part of the continuum of gender-based violence in their work. The same principles that Green Dot teaches apply to street harassment. Now, some of the specific interventions may look a little bit different. When you're delegating, you may be contacting the authorities or a subway worker. In the distraction, you may be filling your coffee cup or screaming in the corner of the subway car or on the street. Some of those tactics may be a little different, but at the end of the day, it's the same thing. It's about doing something, and that doing something is better than doing nothing. And I think that bystander intervention is particularly important with street harassment because so often, and on our site, we see in 31% of the cases reported, bystanders are present and that there is no real authority to go to address street harassment. The police typically aren't involved and aren't interested in the issue. MTA workers may or may not be trained. The only way that we really have that's stable and to intervene into street harassment and to provide real-time relief to people who are street harassed is through bystander intervention. So we are really optimistic hope that this initiative will start to shift the culture that has made gender-based violence so acceptable by empowering people to stand up in their communities, to point out when situations aren't okay, and to help people in real time when they see things happen.
In terms of shifting culture, one of the amazing things about Hollaback is that you have so many people spreading the Hollaback message in so many countries around the world. It's really an impressive, given that you're a relatively small nonprofit, aren't you?
We only have 2 staff. We are a teeny tiny nonprofit, but we are small but mighty. We have over 20 volunteers doing everything from finance to our legal, our fundraising, our marketing, and all of our technology. And that's only with our core team. We also have 150 site leaders all over the world that are doing this work. They're in 44 cities in 16 countries. We're launching another 8 cities in April. So we are small but mighty. We leverage our very little amounts of money and our little amounts of staff very broadly to be able to make this happen. And that's what's exciting too about this campaign, is this initiative was developed in collaboration with our site leaders internationally about a year ago, and now it's going to be implemented as well with our site leaders. They're going to be doing these trainings on the ground in their communities around the world, and so it's a very exciting partnership for us.
Hollaback is such a great example of so many great things in prevention, so many important trends in prevention, using social media, utilizing volunteers, having a solid message, and having something that people can really relate to. And I think it's an inspiring element of the way that prevention of gender-based violence, power-based personal violence, all forms of sexual violence looks like today. So I really thank you for all the work that you've done, and I'm really excited to see the Hollaback campaign launch this month.
Thank you so much for having me, Chad, and check it out, ihollaback.org.
Thank you for listening to this Prevent Connect podcast. Prevent Connect is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The views presented on Prevent Connect are not necessarily the views of the United States government, the CDC, or CalCASA. To learn more about Prevent Connect, visit www.preventconnect.org. For more information about CalCASA's mission or to show your support, visit calcasa.org. That's CalCASA.org.